The romantic idea of America is a place where dispossessed people came from distant shores. They came seeking to practice their religious freedom, fleeing persecution, looking for a better life. The Statue of Liberty, standing in New York's harbor, has inscribed on her these words: "Not like the brazen giant of Greek fame, with conquering limbs astride from land to land. Here at her sea-washed sunset gates shall stand a mighty woman with a torch, whose flame is the imprisoned lightning, and her name Mother of Exiles. From her beacon hand glows worldwide welcome, her mild eyes command. They hear bridge harbor that twin cities frame. Keep, ancient lands, your storied pomp," cries she with silent lips. "Give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses, yearning to breed free, the wretched refuse of your teeming shore. Send these, the homeless, tempest-tossed to me. I lift my lamp beside the golden door." Whether the romantic ideals of immigrants fleeing persecution to practice their religion in peace were behind the flood of immigrants to these shores, or it was rather the Knights Templars who came after Christopher Columbus who happened upon these shores, killing everything in their path, is a question for honest intellectual discourse. Nevertheless, the result is a country built by waves and waves of fresh immigrants, pregnant with the desire to succeed, filled with hope of the promise of a better life. Like a river cascading down a mountainside, absorbing tributaries and streams, it meanders along, all the time becoming stronger, wider, more powerful, as it flows headlong to its destiny with the mighty ocean. That reality has been America's greatness, the exciting concept of a country where those wanting to live in peace and be all that they can be has been the definition of America. A nation which is very much an ideal as it is a reality. That has been America throughout, from the Moors who came and saw the Native Americans, through Columbus, and for all those who came, some freely, some in chains, the refreshment of the human pool has stood as the single greatest fuel for the rejuvenation of the American idea. The journey has not been a straight line. Former President Barack Obama stated, "The American journey has not been a straight line, but two steps forward, one step to the side, and another backward. It is not out of the ordinary that though most whites did not vote for Obama, some did. Many did. With that in mind, Obama won the presidency comfortably twice. That is evidence that we have had progress. When we go from lynchings after church to a black family in the White House, it's very difficult to deny that there has not been progress in America. However, keeping Barack Obama's statement of America's progress in mind, it is not difficult to understand how we could be at this place in our history. Freedom is worth fighting for, and the fight must be enjoined by every generation that wishes to remain free. No country can simply open its borders and allow any and everyone to waltz in. But the demonization and deportation of people of color, while throwing open the doors to Scandinavia, are all too transparent, a strategy to ignore. The single largest issue driving this policy is the browning of America and the numerical combined strength of the minority communities. This demagogic xenophobia is fueled by racism. It makes criminals out of people of color for simply breaching the border and for the most minor infractions. It's not that people have not been coming to America throughout our history. What we're seeing now is that there is ginned up fear about people of color as a stark reality of the changing face of America along racial lines looms to people who are deathly afraid of equality. The tide of nativism sweeping America is also sweeping Europe as well. Britain's exit from the European Union is not an anomaly, but part of a larger swell of anti-immigrant fervor sweeping white-run nations, including Italy and as far away as Israel. It is the same tide which swept Italy's Giuseppe Conte to power recently. Conte was sworn in only last month as Italy's prime minister, heading Western Europe's first anti-establishment government bent on overhauling European Union rules on budgets and immigration. Where have we heard this before? According to Reuters, Italy hosted the European Union's founding Treaty of Rome 60 years ago, but the once enthusiastically pro-EU Italians have progressively become disenchanted with Europe, blaming its fiscal rules for two decades of economic stagnation. The disaffection has grown in recent years as hundreds of thousands of migrants have landed on Italy's shore from North Africa, fueling support for the League, which accuses the EU of abandoning Italy to deal with the influx. Widespread voter disenchantment has seen anti-establishment parties upset mainstream politics across the continent, including in Germany and France. In the Zionist state of Israel, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has labeled African Jews in the state of Israel infiltrators. Netanyahu insists that by accepting African migrants, the Zionist state risks losing its identity. Donald Trump stated that he would not allow America to become an immigrant camp. He insists immigrants are affecting America. That is the state of race relations in America today. Much more to be said.